As mentioned before, a lot of you may be familiar with the story of Sadako and the Thousand Patriot Rings. It's a story that was written by Eleanor Corr, and Brian is still here. Brian Cox is close to Eleanor Corr and has done a lot of work with her. Brian is a master in making origami cranes and many other beautiful creations with paper. So if you ever need to do anything with paper, just ask Brian. The story of Sadako and the Thousand Paper Cranes is told by many school teachers during the time of Remembrance Day. And I think some of you may be familiar with this story. It tells the story of a 10-year-old girl whose name is Sadako Sasaki. And Sadako lives in Japan. And she lives in post-war Japan. And at the age of 10, she starts to get ill. And she comes down with leukemia, which is a common illness of a lot of people, the hibakusha, the people who have suffered from the effects of nuclear bombing. Sadako is a young, vibrant school girl. She wants to do all the things that kids do, and she can't because she's sick. And she believes in a fairy tale, in a folklore, that says that if you make 1,000 paper cranes, you'll be granted your wish. And her wish is to become well and to do all those things that kids do. So she starts to make her paper cranes. And she gets to about 500 or 600 cranes, and she succumbs to her illness. And her classmates are so touched by what has happened to her, that they finish making the cranes, and they make 1,000. And the memorial to Sadako is in the Hiroshima Peace Park. And at the bottom of the statue is that this is our prayer, peace in the world. And as I said, as mentioned before, many school children all over the world send 1,000 paper cranes to her statue. And if you've ever seen pictures, and you'll see them on the internet, you'll see thousands and thousands of cranes that have been sent to that statue in memory of Sadako, but in commitments and dedications to peace in the world. So that's the story of Sadako. I just want to also introduce the meaning of the lantern ceremony. The lantern ceremony is actually an ancient ceremony that comes out of the Buddhist religion. And this is called Obon. And Obon usually happens sometime about in July. And it is a time of the year when the spirits of your loved ones come back to you, and you celebrate their lives with you. So it's a day of celebration in many ways, but it's their spirits that come back to you and you remember everything about them. So the lantern ceremony is when at the end of the day, at the end of the festival of celebrating lives of loved ones, people make a lantern, and in this lantern they often put food and lights and everything that people need to return to the spirit world. And so those lanterns are launched on a river and sent off back to the spirit world with love and care and hopes for peace. And so this lantern ceremony has always been used for the Hiroshima Peace Day, not only to commemorate the lives of people who perished during the bombing, but also to recognize today and all the lives that we have lost through war, but also to remember and celebrate your loved ones and the people that matter to you and the world and the planet that matters to all of us. So thank you.